We're going to be reading the topic of the obligation of Bnei Baruch towards the humanity in the last generation. And we're going to read with expert 27. It's from the introduction to the book of Zohar, number 67, Baal HaSulam. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality, which is the Israel in him, over the externality, which are the nations of the world in him, that is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality, to benefit his soul, and gives little efforts, the mere necessity to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs, as it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By so doing, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world as well. And the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel. And if, God forbid, it is to the contrary, and an individual from Israel enhances and appreciates his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the quality of Israel in him, as it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of you, meaning the externality in him rises and soars, and you yourself, the internality, the Israel in you, plunges down with these actions. He causes the externality of the world in general, the nations of the world, to soar over higher, overcome Israel, degrade them to the ground, and the children of Israel, the internality in the world, will plunge deep down.
Any questions here? I don't see. Pretty clear? Did you read?
Tel Aviv.
Yes, here, Tel Aviv are asking.
Tel Aviv.
Okay, Tel Aviv, let him ask.
Good morning, Rav. It's written that the exalted efforts are for the benefit of his soul and not the will to receive for himself.
For his soul is not for himself, because man's soul is not in him. It's in the connection with others. None of us has a soul. The soul is that kli vessel outside of me, all of it, all that will to receive, where I, who is now severed from this will to receive, and I feel only myself and my ego. I give up my ego and I connect to the general will to receive. This is the meaning that I return myself to my soul. It means that I come out of my own egoistic desire, my tiny egoistic desire. I come out of Egypt when I'm included in it. And I connect with the entire will to receive, the great will to receive that I use in order to fill it. This is the meaning that I receive in it in order to bestow. That's how we need to work.
And is that only the 10, or beginning with the 10 and then with the whole world? Or?
Of course, only in the 10 for now, until we begin to see all the laws that exist in the 10, and then what exists in the 10 doesn't become something else towards the rest of the world, rather simply expanding those actions, not more than that.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Спасибо, Рав. У каждого ли человека есть точка Израиль?
Ken.
Thank you, Rav. Does every man have a point of Israel?
Yes, each and every one, because it's a part when the Creator created us, then in some, in those, it's concealed more, in those, it's concealed less. But the point has to be there. Otherwise, the connection between each and every desire to the Keter, to the Creator, has to be there. Otherwise, it would not exist. And that connection is there. It's not actually severed. We simply speak with like that with respect to the person who attains it. But in truth, it's all one whole system. There's not more or less. The system is round, is integral, only with respect to our understanding, our awareness, our mutuality, that we'll be able to help one another to reach this integrality. That's why we appear so differential, so sliced, separate, dispersed, torn into pieces. But in truth, everyone is in one system.
А выражение этой точки, она будет похожа у всех или как-то отличаться?
The expression of this point, is it similar for everyone or is there a difference?
Each and every one begins to feel the connection, this integral connection by himself individually, but he begins to feel everyone. But everyone feels it differently. Just like now, you feel the world. Each one of us feels the world according to his own way. But later, there's another state after Gemar Tikkun, after the end of correction, where it is the complete unification. I don't know what is it, how is it, but I guess that's where, although we're all connected, but no one loses their individuality. I don't understand this state. We'll come to it. We'll reach it and we'll see. PT25.
Hello, Rav. Another question with your permission. Sometimes Kabbalists write nefesh and sometimes they write neshama. You said neshama is between us. And what is the nefesh? What's the difference between these two concepts?
Nefesh. When we talk about a person individually, and neshama, it's already a person who attains the internality in the connection with others. Neshama belongs to Bina, the force of bestowal. And nefesh is nefesha. It's a force of malchut that exists for the time being.
So when the Baal HaSulam writes that one should not leave the collective and ask for himself, that's about himself. That's something you have to prevent.
Brazil.
Yes.
Olá, Ravi. Qual é a atitude correta em relação à exterioridade? What's the right the relation toward what's the right attitude towards the exterior?
מה הגישה הנכונה כלפי החיצוניות?
The
correct attitude towards the externality is to publicize to the external world in a form that suits it, that we all need to connect and attain the meaning of life, the purpose of life.
Latin 4.
That's it. Latin 4.
Querido maestro, me gustaría que nos explicara.
Dear teacher, if you could explain, please, in the 10,
para despertar ese punto del corazón de las naciones,
what activity should we do in order to illuminate the point in the heart of the nations of the world? What action does the 10 need to do to shine the light on the points in the hearts of the nations?
Dissemination. Try to disseminate the reason for the crises and the goal that we have to reach in a way that's the closest to a man's heart, as close as possible to a person's heart. You can do it. Try a little bit more each time. None as wise as the experienced. You'll begin to publicize and advertise, and from that you'll learn, and gradually you'll become experts. Each and every one needs to be a master. each one. But it's only when a person tries more and more. Don't be afraid if it will be fine or not. Simply pour it. Pour it out. Right from you. You're right. You know, you sign your name. Don't say that you belong to Bnei Baruch. It's just use your name. This is your personal opinion. So disseminate these ideas daily, everywhere. It's better for the web to be filled with our own errors and mistakes than with all the garbage that's out there. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be making things worse than what they are right now.
Belarus.
Рав, если можно, если этот отрывок применить к десятке. Если товарищ сказал, что сейчас для него...
Can we implement this quote towards the ten? If a friend said that for the moment, for him, the main thing is materialistic matters, and corporeality is what is going to come out right now. How can the ten help with him in such a situation?
Talk to him.
It's
not going to help.
It's
not going to help him to succeed in corporeality if he leaves spirituality. But if he insists, disconnect from him completely, disconnect from him, let him have a good time. Okay. Let him see that in the end, he won't be able to succeed more than anyone in the ten. Even in corporeal matters.
United VG4.
Also in corporeal things.
Thank you very much.
Скажите, пожалуйста, как это
about the letter?
Или это должна быть наша встреча вот с правительством?
Do we need to send this letter, or does it need to be a meeting with governments? Or
we operate on two axes. One is where we disseminate our ideas everywhere around the internet as much as possible in the form of video, texts, whatever we can. The other form, we have to prepare documents that can be sent also to the government. But such documents we all need to send to Bnei Baruch, Petah Tikva, for them to go over it and approve it, correct it, and only later you can send it out to the governments. That's it.
Holland.
Why is it so that we first have to disseminate before we reach spirituality, and not the other way around, first reach spirituality and then
disseminate?
How did you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah? Through dissemination. I disseminated. I, a few other friends, have disseminated, and you came here. Why did you come here? Go back to your life. How can you ask about others? You didn't come here in this way. People come to the wisdom of Kabbalah in states where there are still beasts, animals, and they start from that. That's why it says, a man and a beast, the Creator will save.
Hebrew Ezra.
Thank you, Rav. Again, I'm sorry for touching on this again. How do you see the writing of this document for governments? Will a writer's team sit and edit it together?
Not a group of writers. You, each one of you, all of you together, try to do it. This will develop you. This will help you develop. You'll begin to see how much you understand, how much you don't understand, how much you need to read here and there more since you didn't understand exactly what you read, and so on and so forth. Sitting on the chairs with your is not helping you. You're not processing the material actively. You hear it passively, and that's it. This material doesn't do anything in you.
How everyone, Rav, in what way would you want to see this?
I don't want to see it in any way. I want you to do it. Whatever is in your power to do, you should do. That's how you do it.
A few years ago when we started Integral Education, we gathered in the form of an aquarium, the whole world clean. Should we do something in that direction?
Do aquarium, virtual, no problem, I don't care. I don't limit you in any way. Just understand that you need to move your behind a bit more. Otherwise, you're going to just grow old.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. In Israel, there's different governance. There's the execution and the judicial and...
Hold on. Whose microphone is on? Since you can hear anything. It makes a lot of noise. Turn off all the mics.
In democracies, also in this government, there's several different branches. There's the judicial branch, there's...
What's the question?
The question is, who do we turn to everyone?
To everyone. First of all, write it properly, get an okay from the management of Nebo, because we have people here who understand those things. So first of all, you write it and you send it here. You, the group, doesn't matter as long as you all participate in it. And this action by itself is advancing all of you and all of humanity. And then we'll see what can we do from all those letters that we get. What can we do with it?
Thank you.
I still
don't understand who's making all the noise with the microphone.
USA LA. Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Okay, Rav, good morning. Here in Los Angeles, we have 5 seconds to get someone's attention. How would you, if you were here in LA, how would you pull their ear in 5 seconds, get them interested?
Lagit sheyesh li trufa.
Say that you I have a sure remedy for the good life, happy life. I don't know. That's what I can do in one sentence. That's it.
And what about in writing, like just in a few words? Would that be the same, you know, when we're trying to get people's attention online, like on YouTube, and put something out there, is that how we want to start, maybe how to avoid the pain?
Itgala pitaron neged kol hatzarot shel enoshut.
there's a solution. We discovered a solution for all the problems of humanity, a special solution. That's it. Just like now, I hear that they're discovering a virus. Instead of corona, they're discovering an ultra corona, much more vicious, much deadly, worse. This virus is already starting to spread. So, understand, it's not over. So try it. Try it. What do we have today?
So we have several announcements. First of all the writers were expecting everyone to write, but we heard today in the lesson, send it to boardworldkli@gmail.com. You can write it in all the languages and write it to this email. That's first thing. Secondly, we are freezing the active connection of the tens at 5 p.m. Israel time. There's a team that's scrutinizing how to improve that experience and to figure out how to deal with the many languages and the frequency. And the schedule for today, from 10 to 11, Oren Levy with the Rav and a New Life program, from 11 to 11:45, Ronen Avigdor with Rav, and from 6 to 7, the test lesson with Rav. Thus far, and we're going to move to a song.
Everything's going to be all right. The sun will shine. Laor shechoder achshav el haneshama. Vas vienen y puertas no cerrarán. Por eso amigo debes aguantar. Я знаю что есть свет, но без света это нет. There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone. Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chaim. Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень. Лямших кадима. Yashar el haor. Adelante, adelante. Con fuego en tus ojos ya. Yeah, keep moving, keep moving. Until the sun will rise. Sun will где граница света и тень. Лямших кадима, яшар.